Državni ispitni center. Verifica delle competenze alla fine del secondo triennio 2011. Parte prima. Prova d'ascolto. Esercizio A. Ascolterete un'intervista con Robin, che proviene dalla Gran Bretagna, e con Christine, che proviene dall'America. Leggete le domande indicate con il segno di spunta, quali di esse si riferiscono alle risposte di Robin e quali a quelle di Christine. Seguite l'esempio 0. Ascolterete l'intervista per due volte. Ora avete un po' di tempo per dare un'occhiata all'esercizio. E ora ascoltate l'intervista e risolvete l'esercizio.
Hi, Robin and Christina. Welcome to our school radio.
Hi.
Robin comes from the UK and Christina is from America. Listen carefully to our conversation and at the end you're going to vote whose lifestyle is more interesting. So, Robin and Christina, are you willing to share some facts about your life with us?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Well then, I believe you are still at school. How old are you?
I'm 11.
And I'm 10.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
I've got a brother called Paddy. He's 8.
I have a sister, Elizabeth. She's 14.
Christina, I can see you've got some butterflies on your T-shirt. I'd say you love animals, don't you? Imagine you're an animal. What kind of animal would you like to be, Christina?
I'd be an insect because it's small and stays in one place.
And you, Robin?
A leopard. I'd like to be a leopard because it can run very quickly.
Have you got any pets at home?
Yes, two. A turtle and a goldfish.
Well, I have a dog called Amelia, a gerbil called Cola, and a cat called Mackenzie.
Let's move on. I'd like to find out where you live. Could you describe your house?
I live in a tall Victorian house in Britain. It has 5 floors. It has lots of stairs. I sleep at the top of the house.
My home is a lovely American house and all the rooms are on the ground floor, so I don't need to run up and down the stairs. The house has a garage for 2 cars, a yard, and a small swimming pool.
It sounds wonderful. Our listeners would also like to know what you like eating.
Pizza.
My favourite food is spaghetti.
What about your spare time? I'm sure you watch television. How many hours a week do you spend in front of the screen?
About 15. I watch it at least 2 hours a day.
I can only watch TV on Fridays and at weekends after 4 o'clock, so I watch it for about 3 hours a week.
We all know that too much sitting on the sofa is not healthy for us. What do you do to keep fit?
I play football, basketball, go swimming and do gymnastics. And I'm also a big tennis fan, but I only watch it on TV.
And you, Christina?
I am a tennis fan too, but I also play it. Besides, I play basketball and go swimming.
Music plays an important role in the life of young people. What music do you like?
I listen to Shakira and Vivaldi.
I prefer rap and soft rock.
Different tastes. How interesting. And which country do you want to visit in the future?
Australia. Ha ha.
So it's not Italy. That's surprising. It seems that Italy is the most popular destination for American and British tourists. What comes to your mind when you think of Italy, Robin?
Pizzas, sun, Roman spaghetti.
When I think of Italy, I see cathedrals and mountains.
Thank you, Robin and Christina. And now, listeners, it's your turn. Dial the number 237642 and tell us what you think. Hi, Robin and Christina. Welcome to our school radio.
Hi.
Robin comes from the UK and Christina is from America. Listen carefully to our conversation, and at the end you're going to vote whose lifestyle is more interesting. So, Robin and Christina, are you willing to share some facts about your life with us?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Well then, I believe you are still at school. How old are you?
I'm 11.
And I'm 10.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
I've got a brother called Paddy. He's 8.
I have a sister, Elizabeth. She's 14.
Christina, I can see you've got some butterflies on your T-shirt. I'd say you love animals, don't you? Imagine you're an animal. What kind of animal would you like to be, Christina?
I'd be an insect because it's small and stays in one place.
And you, Robin?
A leopard. I'd like to be a leopard because it can run very quickly.
Have you got any pets at home?
Yes, 2. A turtle and a goldfish.
Well, I have a dog called Amelia, a gerbil called Cola, and a cat called Mackenzie.
Let's move on. I'd like to find out where you live. Could you describe your house?
I live in a tall Victorian house in Britain. It has 5 floors. It has lots of stairs. I sleep at the top of the house.
My home is a lovely American house, and all the rooms are on the ground floor, so I don't need to run up and down the stairs. The house has a garage for 2 cars, a yard, and a small swimming pool.
It sounds wonderful. Our listeners would also like to know what you like eating.
Pizza.
My favorite food is spaghetti.
What about your spare time? I'm sure you watch television. How many hours a week do you spend in front of the screen?
About 15. I watch it at least 2 hours a day.
I can only watch TV on Fridays and at weekends after 4 o'clock, so I watch it for about 3 hours a week.
We all know that too much sitting on the sofa is not healthy for us. What do you do to keep fit?
I play football, basketball, go swimming and do gymnastics. And I'm also a big tennis fan, but I only watch it on TV.
And you, Christina?
I am a tennis fan too, but I also play it. Besides, I play basketball and go swimming.
Music plays an important role in the life of young people. What music do you like?
I listen to Shakira and Vivaldi.
I prefer rap and soft rock.
Different tastes. How interesting. And which country do you want to visit in the future?
Australia.
So it's not Italy. That's surprising. It seems that Italy is the most popular destination for American and British tourists. What comes to your mind when you think of Italy, Robin?
Pizzas, sun, Roman spaghetti.
When I think of Italy, I see cathedrals and mountains.
Thank you, Robin and Christina. And now, listeners, it's your turn. Dial the number 237642 and tell us what you think.
L'esercizio A è terminato. Esercizio B. Ascolterete un brano su una ricerca in una grotta. Le illustrazioni si riferiscono alle singole parti del brano. Scrivete le lettere a esse corrispondenti nelle caselle della tabella. Attenzione, c'è un'illustrazione di troppo. Seguite l'esempio 0. Ascolterete il brano per 2 volte. Ora avete un po' di tempo per dare un'occhiata all'esercizio. E ora ascoltate il brano e risolvete l'esercizio.
Caves. 0.
Cave explorers spend much of their time in caves. Why? Because they can see strange animals and rock formations, but they can get very dirty.
1.
Before you go into a cave, remember to take a lot of things with you. You need warm clothes, a helmet, a headlamp, a torch, water, snacks, and friends to go with you.
2.
The openings of caves are different. Sometimes you just walk in. At other times you have to go on your belly. Sometimes you have to make the opening bigger to get inside.
3.
You are inside the cave. First, you have to wait for a moment. Your eyes are not used to the world without much light. Do not be afraid. Usually there are animals near the opening of the cave.
4.
Turn on the light. You can see strange rocks, such as stalagmites and stalactites. Water made them. You may be surprised to find out that some look man-made.
5.
Cave animals are usually white. This is because there is little or no light inside.
6.
Cave animals are interesting, but remember, your rubbish can poison or seriously harm them. So, on your way out, remember to take your rubbish with you.
Caves. 0.
Cave explorers spend much of their time in caves. Why? Because they can see strange animals and rock formations, but they can get very dirty.
1.
Before you go into a cave, remember to take a lot of things with you. You need warm clothes, a helmet, a headlamp, a torch, water, snacks, and friends to go with you.
2.
The openings of caves are different. Sometimes you just walk in. At other times you have to go on your belly. Sometimes you have to make the opening bigger to get inside.
3.
You are inside the cave. First, you have to wait for a moment. Your eyes are not used to the world without much light. Do not be afraid. Usually there are animals near the opening of the cave.
4.
Turn on the light. You can see strange rocks, such as stalagmites and stalactites. Water made them. You may be surprised to find out that some look man-made.
5.
Cave animals are usually white. This is because there is little or no light inside.
6.
Cave animals are interesting, but remember, your rubbish can poison or seriously harm them. So, on your way out, remember to take your rubbish with you.
L'esercizio B è terminato. La prova di comprensione dell'ascolto è terminata. Ora potete cominciare a risolvere gli altri esercizi.